Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Come on and break it.
So Isley Brothers bringing us back to a great Isley Brothers, immortal Isley Brothers. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bob Kuska is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member. Thefusionfactor.com is his website. And you can find all your books and all the stuff you do there, right, Bob?
That's right, Jim.
Thefusionfactor.com. Bob is helping us understand how to deal with what is no less than a national crisis. This is a marketplace crisis right now, Bob, and that's finding and keeping talent. There's no question, Bob, that the economy is going to wrap up this year about 2.35% GDP growth for the year. I'm convinced that if we were not short of workers to the level that we are, that growth would have been 3%. I'm convinced that worker shortage is an economic headwind right now. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. And that shortage of supply is going to put pressure on wages, Jim.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing that it hasn't put – it already has, but not to the degree that I think it's ultimately going to.
I completely agree with you. And if what we have to realize is if you believe that, if you believe what Bob just said, folks – If it's not part of your strategy that to make sure that you're paying people what you can afford and what they need, then you're going to wind up losing some people, aren't you? Because poaching is the future of where people are getting their workers.
You know, coaching really came into vogue in 2004, and it started with just management. We just coached managers. In fact, there was a famous article in the Harvard Business Review called the Wild, Wild West of coaching.
Yeah.
Because everybody who got laid off in HR said, got a business card that said, I'm now a coach. And many of them weren't that good. But coaching your employees for top performance is a very important thing to do.
That's a great best practice for keeping your people, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, Jim, I get hired to do a lot of company audits. These are human resource audits where I go in and I wander around the organization and I ask employees, what's going on? What do you like? What don't you like? A lot more deeper than that. But you know what? Every organization I've ever done says to me, management doesn't tell me what's going on enough.
Mm-hmm.
And communication is free. All you got to do is do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they talk about the three rules of real estate, a location, location, location.
Yeah.
I say the same for management is communication, communication, communication.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing that and you're telling employees what's going on, you're going to make a change in the company, or this is coming down the pike, or you got a new customer coming on, they feel much more empowered.
Without that, they feel like they have no stake in what's going on. They're just a functionary. And what keeps them is to make them feel like they've got some kind of a stake, that they have some ownership. Ownership, to me, one of the main things, the way to keep people, is to help them feel like they own something. They own a piece of this.
That's right. That's right. And also, going back to the coaching model, Jim, if you're saying to an employee, I'm going to take time, I'm going to have a monthly meeting with you to sit down and coach you, or to hire an outside person to provide some coaching for you. They say, wow, he's interested in my development. You know, the first time I had a manager say to me at the end of a planning session, Bob, what can I do for you? I was stunned. I didn't know what to say because no one had ever asked me that.
Yeah, that was, especially back when that was pretty unusual back in those days, wasn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Because that was like 100 years ago, right, Bob?
I'm not going to say, Jim.
What are some other things we need to do to keep our people?
Okay. Look around your environment. You know, there's an old, behavioral model called Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs.
Yeah.
And you look at the bottom they call hygiene needs. needs. For instance, if they have trouble getting to work, can you help there? If there's not enough parking, can you provide more parking? These are really basic things that get people grumbling. Mm-hmm. If the water cooler's not working, can you fix it? So if you start there, that's the basis of saying to your employees, I care.
Mm-hmm.
And then work up the hierarchy and say, what can I do to help my employees be the best that they can be at doing their job? And if you communicate that competency model to them and you say, these are the things you need to do, and I'm going to tell you how to get there, they will feel empowered.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think is important, and I talk about this all the time, find a way to make doing business the way you do business fun. Find a way to make it where people where people laugh at work. They have fun with what you do, because if you take everything too seriously, take your work very seriously, but don't take yourself seriously. What do you think?
You know, that's a great saying, Jim. And I've seen that in companies where people complain to me. They say, it's no fun around here. That comes from the leader.
Yeah.
The leader can make a difference. He can walk through the office or walk through the manufacturing plant and show that he's happy and stop and ask people, how you doing?
Yep.
And ask the company, what can we do to have fun? Do we have a picnic? Do we have some type of team-building activity? All kinds of things you can do there. And there are companies that will help you to do that.
Bob, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
All right, Jim. Will do.
TheFusionFactor.com. Bob Cuska. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. Not for this hour. For just a few minutes. I'll be back after the break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.